Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. I'm Colleen VanderZeiden, a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified spiritual life coach. And we are going to talk a little bit about being an empath tonight, but before I get to that, I do want to mention all the pertinent information as to how you can connect with Lilydale, lilydaleassembly.org. You can go there and find out all sorts of things about Lilydale. It is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and people do come from all over the world to study with the mediums and take workshops, to have readings, to get healing, all sorts of things that happen there. In the off season, which would be September through the beginning of June, things are still happening in Lilydale, but it is not quite as active as it is during the summer. The summer season will start around June 21st, give or take a day or two there, and go until Labor Day. And during that time, it's a very busy time. We will have workshops almost every day, all sorts of things happening. Hello, Mick. Hello, Bristol. Nice to see you guys here. We are going to have some fun tonight. Now, you can also connect with me at ColleenVanderZeiden.com or a quick link, PsychicMediumColleen.com. And if you're not following my professional Facebook page yet, please do so. It's Colleen VanderZeiden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. Now, today we are going to talk about being an empowered empath. And it's an interesting thing when you think about empaths. This is a phrase that's come up fairly recently in the last 10 or so years, and people are starting to realize that their sensitivities are a sign that they are an empath. And I'm going to talk about what some of the traits are for an empath. I'm going to talk about some strategies to become more aware of your energy and how to handle the energy as an empath. And I will also talk about some ways to handle challenging people, because empaths seem to attract challenging people. Now, before I get too far into that, hi, Ray, nice to see you as well. Before I get too far into that, I do want to tell you I am doing a workshop on being an empowered empath. That's kind of hard to say. Maybe I should have had a different name. On July 22nd in 2020, July 22nd, it is a Wednesday, and it is at night, 7 to 10 p.m., but I am doing a full-fledged three-hour workshop on this, and so obviously I can't get to everything now during this time, so if you're really interested in it, that is something that you can follow up on. So I'm going to talk about these traits. Now, an empath is somebody who is sensitive to energies. Okay, we're sensitive to energies in other people. We might be sensitive to energies in the environment. We might be sensitive to all sorts of things. That's just something that we have. It is connected with empathy. Empathy, as you know, is connecting with other people, feeling their emotions, understanding how they're feeling, and connecting with them that way. As hi, Susan, yes, red is my favorite color. I do love red. Thank you. The empath and empathy do go together. Now, as I was living my life, I did not realize I was an empath because it wasn't termed back then. And I remember a long time ago when I was married, I was quite young, probably 25, 26, whatever it was. And whenever my husband would leave the house at night, because we were both musicians, so we would have rehearsals at night, different nights, of course, we were in the same groups. And so he would leave, and I would be so happy he was gone, and I was alone. I would just be so excited. I was alone. I could do whatever I wanted. I didn't have to deal with any other energies in my house. Now, he, of course, would get offended by this. And I didn't realize at the time how important it was for me to have that alone time. So where he's getting offended, I'm thinking, oh, that's no big deal. I just need to have some space right now. So that was a sign here of that I'm a bit of an empath. So as I got older, I stumbled kind of through handling all of this. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know that a lot of what I was experiencing were signs of being an empath. I didn't realize they were signs of being very sensitive. And I've always been psychic, so that's kind of a given for me. So I was aware of that aspect, but I wasn't aware of how important it was for me to be attuned to my surroundings and knowing how to handle them myself. I could look at somebody and I could tell right away that they were lying. I could see it on TV too. So if somebody was getting interviewed, I would be like, oh, they are so lying. I had all these different ways of dealing with things that I didn't realize were helpful. I just kind of figured it out as I went. So what I want to go through some of the signs of being an empath, because I know many people out there kind of embrace this idea, oh, I'm an empath, and they're really happy about it. But I do want to tell you, being an empath is not always an easy path. And if you're an empath, then you may have struggled with some of the things I'm going to talk about tonight. I call it having a blessing and a curse. It's a beautiful thing because you feel deeply and you feel everything, but it's a curse because you feel deeply and you feel everything. So it just depends on your capabilities of handling this energy. And if you're just joining in, I do want to tell you I'm Colleen Vander Zeiden, a registered medium at Lilydale, and this is Lilydale Radio Live on Facebook on my page. So these signs of being an empath, I have from a list from Judith Orloff, and I've expanded on it, so it's not totally all hers. It's some my own stuff, some other things, some I've just learned over time. But to let you know, if you are interested in learning more about being an empath, look into Judith Orloff. She has many books out there that can help you. So the first thing is you're highly sensitive. We know this. You're very open and you're nurturing. And this is the kind of person who shares everything with certain people, not always everybody, but you'll be open. You'll be feeling the energies like I talked about. You'll be somebody who wants to help other people. You can calm people down. You might notice that people come to you and want you to give them advice. They want your guidance, your help, and you're actually very good about it. So that's the first thing, highly sensitive. The big thing here is you absorb other people's emotions. You feel what other people are feeling. When my daughter went to college for her undergraduate degree, I started getting really depressed, and I had no idea why, because I was perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong, and I couldn't figure it out. And it wasn't for a few weeks before she finally told me how homesick she was. And so I had been picking up on her depression, and I had no idea what was going on. So we could pick up on somebody else's energies that way, pick up their emotions. When I was teaching, I had a student teacher once who would always make the kids cry. And I said to her, well, aren't you reading them? And don't you understand how they're feeling? And she didn't know what I was talking about. And that's when I realized this was not a perfectly normal thing. People didn't go around picking up on other people's energies. As a teacher, it comes in really handy because I can look at a student and know what's going on with them. I can tell what I can say or how I should say something. And if I'm paying attention and aware, I can use that to help them learn, but also to reassure them that everything's going to be okay. So it's a great attribute as a teacher because you do pick up on their energies and it can help people feel more secure. The problem with picking up on other people's energies is if we do it when we're not aware of it, or we pick up the negative critical energies. We may just be in a group of people or a couple of people, and all of a sudden we just don't feel right. We don't know what's going on, but we don't feel right. And if we're not aware that we have this ability, this skill, it can really send us for a loop. We might think something's wrong with us when it's not. We're just picking up other people's stuff. If somebody criticizes you or judges you, you will take that energy on because you're open. You're letting it come into yourself. So you'll take that energy on, and you'll find that when you absorb all these different energies, that some of that stuff can stay with you if you're not aware. And we will talk a little bit about getting rid of that. As I'm going, if you have some questions, some thoughts, some comments, feel free, of course, to put them in the Facebook feed, because if I've forgotten something important, you may remind me and I can assist as I can. Hello, everybody. Ooh, we have a hi from Brazil. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us from Brazil. How fun is that? So We absorb other people's energies. We do feel them. As a healer, and I'm going to talk about healing next week, actually, as a healer, I did not realize I was picking up on other people's energies. I would feel things in my body, and I remember talking to somebody, one of my healing teachers, saying, I don't know what's going on. I felt like I was having a heart attack, and it turned out the person I was working on had had a heart attack, and I was feeling it. So that has kind of evolved for me over time. I've really started to recognize how I just pick up on these energies. If we're not aware, that's when we can get into trouble. The other thing that's very, well, there's several things. I'm going to keep talking about these traits. Another trait is being introverted. You may find that there's times where you just really just don't want to talk to anybody. And you just stay to yourself as much as possible. You don't want to talk. That's just the way it is. Part of it is a protecting thing. You may not realize that's what you're doing, but it's a protecting thing. You'll be highly intuitive. You'll be very perceptive. You may know what other people are thinking. So it's not just what they're feeling. You may feel it, but you may also know what they're thinking. Like when I said, I could tell when somebody was lying. You just know, and you may or may not know how you know. You just know. You may understand when someone said something that there's another layer underneath, and that's what you might be picking up on. Now, of course, you're probably picking up some of the cues from them, okay? And you it may not be conscious again, but that's what you could be doing. You'll notice that you need alone time. You need a lot of quiet time, like I did. Public places can be very difficult. When I went to the 9/11 area a few years, well, actually, probably only 2 or 3 years after 9/11 happened, I was really concerned about going there because at that point I realized I was sensitive to energies of spaces and environments. And so I was really concerned about that because I was, you know, thinking about all the different energies I could be picking up, not only from the people who lost their lives there, but the grief that was left behind in New York City. Now, New York City itself is very difficult for people who are empaths and other big cities like that because there's so much happening. The energy is just flying all over the place. So I had a couple issues I had to work with when I went there. And when I got there, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because I had kind of prepared myself ahead of time. I realized it could be a tricky situation for me. It could be as simple as being in a crowd, you know, going to a concert. You know, we used to, and some of us may still do, but I don't anymore, go to the big gigantic concerts where there's so many people there and it's craziness. That energy can be very tough because it's overwhelming our own energy. Ray is saying, I have a friend whose wife told me she feels she's an empath. I hope she is watching. I hope she is too. Maybe I'll give her some suggestions as to how to handle it because it can be a little bit tough sometimes. So you will have this in crowds and stuff. You might have this overload, sensory overload, we can call it. And that may keep you in your house more. It may keep you isolated, maybe even a little too much at times. There are certain things that happen now for me. And now that I understand where I'm coming from, it took me a long time to learn this. So I'm hoping by telling you these things, it'll cut some of your learning time. I rarely listen to the radio anymore because that can be a little bit too much of an overload, which is interesting since I'm a performing musician. You know, you think I would listen to music all the time, but I just can't. It's just a little bit too much at times. So that alone time, quiet time is important. Now, here's a great one for those of you who have had problems in your relationships. We can become overwhelmed in intimate relationships because we do need our alone time. And if we're not aware we need that, we don't speak up and say, I just need, you know, the night off. I need the night alone or whatever. We just don't do that. And it can be a little bit challenging with that, with relationships because of the energies of always having somebody else around you. It's different. You have to get used to it again, especially if you've been used to being by yourself as much as possible. So if you're having a problem and you don't feel very centered or balanced, it could be that there's too much energy around you, and that may be something you need to work out. And here's a wonderful thing, or not, you will attract, notice I said will, not even can, you will attract narcissists. You will. Let me look at the messages for just a second. See people saying being on airplanes. Oh, yes, I understand. A little claustrophobia with that as well. No arenas for this girl from Leanne. I understand. Really don't like malls at Christmas. Yes, you guys understand. Isn't it amazing? There's just so much energy there, and especially like Christmas energy. You know, people are shopping. Sometimes they're not on their best behavior, and so you might pick up on some of that negative energy, and it could be a little bit difficult. So, yes, narcissists or toxic people, you will attract them. Part of it is because you're amazing. Okay, you're amazing. You have this amazing gift to be able to connect with people because you understand them innately. You're sensitive, you pick up their energies, and you come back and help them intuitively. It's not you consciously sitting there thinking, I've got to do this and say this. You just do it because that's who you are. It's an amazing gift and ability to do. The problem is that your vibration, the energy you're putting out, is putting out open, I'm here to help you. And they come. The people will come who are narcissists, toxic people, people who will drain your energy. Energy vampires is a term we like to use sometimes. They will drain your energy. And you won't know what's wrong. You won't know why you don't feel right. You just know it's not right. If you're in a relationship with a narcissist or somebody who's crazy, and I mean that in the bad way, it can be very hard because what you'll do is you'll try to fix. You'll try to change yourself to help. You'll try to do whatever you can to help somebody else. And what's happening is you're disconnecting from yourself. You're disconnecting from your own needs. As Michelle is saying, I was married to a narcissist for years. Oh, I know. And there's a few other people I know who have as well. Fortunately, I haven't really had that too much. So that's been a blessing for me. And Mick is saying being around the right people with the right energy can help recharge us as well. Thank you, Mick, because we do want to say that. It seems like all I'm doing is talking about bad stuff. Yes, so you've got to, and this is awesome too, and I'm just going to digress for just a moment to talk about what he said, because it's very important for us to understand where we're coming from. And when we find other people who are like mind, it's amazing. The energy of empaths together, yes, can be a little up and down at times and passionate, enthusiastic and all of that. But we understand each other and it works so well. And that can really lift us up and help us feel like we're not alone and help us feel like we are empowered no matter what is going on. Tammy is saying, I find I can't go places because I know it'll be overwhelming. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, protecting yourself. And I will talk about that a little bit too. You've got to protect yourself. And you can go as long as you're prepared ahead of time. Leanne, they hate us just as much as they love us because we can reflect what they do not like about themselves. And Leanne is talking about the toxic people who come near us. They hate us as much as they love us. Yes, that is true. yes, and we will reflect back to them maybe some things they might need to look at, you know. And it's not that we're forcing or anything like that. It's just the way it is. And Bristol, no wonder I had problems with my father. And yes, it is interesting. So the relationships can be tricky. But if you're aware of yourself and what's going on inside, that will help. You know, these energy vampires that drain your energy, you just have to be aware. Awareness is really a key for so much in our lives. You'll find you may need the green spaces, the outdoors or water, trees, plants, in order to balance yourself. So, you know, you need to come up with ways to kind of cleanse your energy, and I'll talk about that in a bit too, ways to cleanse your energy. You need to find ways to balance yourself, get yourself back into you again. With these highly tuned senses that you have, I'm sure many of you have found that you cannot watch the news, you cannot read a story on Facebook or wherever that involves some kind of a tragedy or a loss or is violent, things like that, because you'll pick up on this energy and you'll feel it and it will deeply affect you. The more you work with your sensitive energies, the more these things will affect you. It's actually getting to the point for me that I'm actually considering getting rid of the newspaper. And it's not that our local newspaper has a lot in it, but I'm thinking about getting rid of it because I don't even want to see the headlines or any of that anymore. Yes, grounding. Taking on other issues is so damaging. It can be hard to set boundaries. Yes. Yes, and if we're not secure in ourselves, that's when we're going to get unbalanced and we're going to have a problem dealing with our sensitivities. Let's see what else we have. Oh, the huge hearts. I want to talk about the huge hearts because we do give so much. I will find sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I will just keep helping as much as I can when really I do need to be aware of my own energies. I've gotten much better at that with my readings because I noticed that if I went too far over time, and if you've had a reading with me where you know I go over time, you know it's somewhat normal. But if I go too far over, I was draining my energy so very much. And last summer, there were 2 days where I did this, and it took me 24 hours to recover because I had expended too much energy. But when we're in the flow as sensitive, we just get there and we just want to be there and help. We can turn into people who don't say no. We can turn into people who are people pleasers, and then people might take advantage of us. So we may give too much and take on too much. So being aware of these traits of an empath can help you see which ones you need to address, if there are any you need to address, or which ones maybe are most bothersome or troublesome for you. As an empath, you'll find you may have some emotional issues with your life. You may have some anxiety. You may be prone to depression. You may have stress. You could become a chronic worrier. You could have insomnia. And here's a big one. You may try to escape from feeling all these feelings, the ones that are yours and not yours. You may try to escape from that by self-medicating. And we all know what that does. It's addictive behaviors in some ways. It could be food. It could be shopping. It could be drugs and alcohol. It could be all sorts of ways. If we have healthy ways to self-medicate, it's a different thing. You know, if you know going for a walk outside, that's not really self-medicating. It's taking care of yourself. You know, so you have to be aware of these things too. We don't want to have unhealthy coping mechanisms. That was hard to say, apparently. So this whole thing of being an empath, it really is such a blessing. It really is. And I know I said it's a blessing and a curse because it depends on how we are doing as we handle it. Tammy is saying she can get physically sick and so drained. Yes, our energy is our life force. Our life force is what keeps us here, which keeps us living, all of that. If we give too much of our own life force, of our own energy, that's when we drain. We drain it and we don't know what to do. And it will make us physically sick. And it can make us feel really just not ourselves at all. As you know, my answer to everything is always to be yourself, be aware of yourself. So how do you integrate being an empath in this physical world? How do you do it? Some ideas, some strategies. Of course, I'm not going to get to all of my ideas and strategies or exercises tonight because I'm not going to have time. But again, if you want to know more, I will be teaching a workshop on July 22nd at Lilydale. And also you can visit at Judith Orloff's website and see some of her books, things like that. There's so much information there from her. And she's been studying this for years. So she's really the expert. I'm a semi-expert. So what you want to do, if you're going to know about yourself, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know about your own energy. What is yours? Okay, I'm looking at Barbara for just a second. I turned into a people pleaser, which helps with customer service. Yes, it does. But I put myself into a lot of trouble financially and emotionally outside of work. Oh, you really give, don't you? You really give. But you recognize this, so this is awesome. Because when you recognize it, that's when you can start making adjustments. So you need to know what's your own energy. Next week, I am going to talk about healing energy. I'm going to talk about different ways to do healing on others and yourself. I'll have exercises. The advantage of video is I can show you some things. We can practice some things together. And we'll talk a little bit about grounding and clearing. And if I don't, somebody reminds me. We will talk about those things as well. But today, I do want to talk a little bit about the energy. We've got to be aware of our energy. We've got to pay attention. If you're going about your day and everything's fine and all of a sudden you're not fine, something happens. What shifted before? Okay, if you already know that you have a problem going to the mall at Christmas time, or you going to a concert or around a certain person, then you've got to pay attention to how that energy affects you. Okay, there's nothing wrong with you. That energy from a situation or a person is affecting you. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the way it is. If you're aware of this, then you can make adjustments. You can understand your energy. We spend so much time focused on the external in our lives, the external situations, and they did this. They made me feel this way. This situation made me this. That we don't understand our internal sometimes. When we understand our internal, we're touching in with the energy we have inside. So you want to think about, prepare yourself a little bit. Think about when you feel most like you and what bothers you. Okay, how do you feel energetically? So it's just a matter of just touching in with yourself throughout your day and just paying attention to how you're feeling. We're so used to reacting to situations. That's when we lose touch with ourselves. Now, to handle this, being an empath in this physical world, we're going to talk a little bit about self-responsibility. Nobody else is going to fix this for you. You can't use being an empath as an excuse. And I know some people are going, what does that mean? Well, let me tell you, I've seen some people go, oh, well, I'm an empath, so I can't, whatever. And it's like they wear this as a badge of, well, I'm an empath and I absolutely cannot. And they say it that way, okay? And I absolutely cannot do this because, and they go on and on. So rather than using the knowledge that you're an empath to learn and grow, to figure out a way to handle it, they use it as an excuse as to why they shouldn't do this. Or why they can't be happy, or why they should blame other people. Well, I'm an empath, and they did this to me. So you've got to be responsible for how you're feeling. You've got to be responsible for taking your power back. And don't try to escape how you're feeling and what you're feeling. Don't try to escape it. To be an empath, you have to look at how you're feeling. You have to experience it. You can't set it aside. You can't ignore it. But if you understand it, then you've got your power back. Then you can work with it. Then you can integrate here. You can express yourself. You can understand and accept that dark side of ourselves. And I've talked about the dark side a few times this year, this fall, because the dark side of ourselves is the part we try to avoid facing. We ignore. We hope it's not really there. We hope it's not really true. So we can kind of hide some of that stuff. When we're responsible, we look at all of that. And when we do this, we let the emotions come out. We let them lead us to our true self. And we're back in our power. We're responsible for how we're feeling again. We're back in our authentic energies. The emotions always take you to growth if you let them. My son can be on the more challenging times at times. He is now, how old is he? 26? I think he's 26. Something like that. So I think he's 26, and he's always been a bit of a challenge. And as he was growing up, it was very hard for me to handle some of his energies because I just assume people are like me, and you know how that goes. It doesn't really work out so well. And so I assume people are going to be nice and people are going to handle their problems in certain ways. But he can get a little bit intense sometimes and can get worked up over whatever is going on in his life. And when he comes to my house, sometimes I think, oh dear, how long is he going to be here? I have to make sure I'm prepared ahead of time and handle this. So recognizing that sometimes he can get on my nerves, we'll say that. Sometimes he can get on my nerves. I know this, so then I can be in my power and be responsible for taking whatever actions I need to take to be prepared. You have to pay attention to what's going on. around you and what your needs are. You've got to pay attention to your needs and act on them. If I know that if I don't get enough sleep and I have to go do something in a crowd, let's just use that example, I know I'm going to have to do some extra of getting my protection around my energy. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to pay attention. I've got to take care of myself and protect my energy. I've had to learn how to say no, and this is huge for me. I've had to learn how to figure out my boundaries. I didn't have any boundaries because I always thought everybody was just going to be nice. You know how that goes too. It just doesn't work out. So I had to figure it out. I had to figure out what was right for me. I had to figure out what was acceptable to me. And I'm still learning this, and we all are. So we have to know that it's okay to say no, and no is a complete sentence. No. I, being me, will like to soften the blow a little bit and say, well, no, I have a previous commitment, whatever, you know, depending on what I'm needing to say no about. I do say I have to check my calendar, which is legitimate. I really do have to check my calendar, but it does give me some space to decide if this is going to violate what I need to protect my energy and stay in my space. We have to be aware of our time management and that alone time. So working on yourself energetically is very important. It's necessary sometimes to clear space around us and grounding. Okay, so if people don't know what grounding is, what grounding is getting us back into our bodies so we're not floating away someplace or stuck in some emotion and we're not thinking clearly, that kind of thing. So grounding is getting back in our bodies. When you're outside in nature, taking a walk, near water, in water, those things, those help ground you. Though being aware of what grounds you helps. There are different techniques you can do to help yourself. One of my favorite ones is I just raise my arms up and then I come down, okay, and head towards the ground. So I'm just like taking my energy here and then coming in and going down with the intention that I'm grounding myself. Another thing you can do is do it the opposite and bring up the energy from the earth and go this way. So you'll go around and then up and then I go back straight down again, and that can help ground me. Sometimes those energetic motions can help. You want to have a, you can have a protective bubble around yourself. You can set your intention in the morning. Just put your arms out like this and say, I set my energy so that I have a protective space around me, whatever you want to say that feels right to you. I have a protective space around me, and nothing is going to enter this space except what I want to enter this space, or whatever is going to be for my highest and best, whatever feels right for you. So you can set your intention. If you do that every morning, you will find that the drama in your life starts to kind of fade away, because as empaths, we tend to attract the drama. It's not our drama. We're picking up on other people's drama. So if you do this every morning and clear your space around you, set that protective bubble of energy, you will be surprised. This really works. I'm telling you, it really works. You should try it if you're having some issues with people particularly. You can do, of course, meditation, because meditation can bring you back to yourself, calm you back down, bring you back to yourself, and connect with who you are again. Okay. Tatiana, I can't say your name. I'm so sorry. Tatiana. I like to soften the blow a bit too. I know that's because we're nice people. That's why we want to soften the blow. It's very hard when living with others that don't understand nor respect the boundaries. That is so difficult. It really can be. And that's even more a reason to be aware of what's yours and what's important to you, how you can handle your energy. There is nothing wrong with leaving the room. There is nothing wrong with taking a break. There's nothing wrong with making a point of having your alone time, going for that walk, doing whatever you have to do, take a bath, shut the door for an hour, do whatever you have to do to get back into that energy. We cannot change somebody else. We cannot make them do what we want them to do, that kind of thing. But we can explain to them what we need And it's up to them whether they take it or not. If they don't take it, that's a whole other issue. And then there's other things we need to talk about. But you can explain what your needs are. You would think, we would hope, that if you're living with somebody or family members, that they would understand when you express what your needs are, that they would try to help with that. But we know that that doesn't always work. So you've got to do what you can to stay in yourself. One of my favorite things to do when my energy is frantic or worried or stressed out is what I call the reset button. You know how you have to unplug things or push a reset button to make things get back on track again? That's why I called it the reset button. And you've got to do something that gets you back into the energy of you. You have to think of this ahead of time before you need it. If you're in the midst of a crisis or you're having a problem that's big, you're not going to be able to think of what to do to make yourself feel better. So I always tell my coaching clients to write down a few ideas ahead of time of what makes them feel most like them. I've found that when I'm creating, when I'm writing, when I'm creating something new, whether it's a workshop, a lecture, a radio show, writing my book, whatever it is, when I'm creating something, I feel most like me. Another time I feel most like me is when I'm teaching, which is what I'm always doing. When I'm teaching, I feel most like me. I feel most like me when I'm outside near water. I love to be near water. It's very relaxing for me. So I have my list, and I know when I start getting a little bit off, that's what I need to do. I know some people like to garden. Sometimes it's reading. Sometimes it's knitting. Sometimes it's painting. It could be all sorts of things unique to the individuals that we are. Whatever makes you feel most like you, jot it down. I'm telling you to write it down. Yes, I know you think you're going to remember, but I'm telling you you're not. So write it down so you have it someplace. Stick it in your phone, whatever. Put it in your calendar, whatever it is. And that will help you. Just when you get to that moment, you can go, what do I need to do? And then you can go look at it. And usually walking is a big thing for people. That really can help, Michelle, especially when drama drops into our laps. Yes, and drama does so frequently. So the reset button is a great strategy I use a lot, especially with coaching clients. If I'm on the phone with a coaching client and they're going through something right away, I'm like, whoa, stop. Okay, take a breath, okay? So you want to take that breath, and then you've got to consciously make a different choice. You have to consciously make a different choice. Now, I do want to talk about, somebody asked about this last week, ideas to handle challenging people. People, for an empath, people can be very hard. My daughter sometimes will say, I hate people. I don't want to be near people. I hate people. And the thing is, what she has not yet realized, and I know she's not watching, so I can say this, is that she's picking up on all the energies of everybody else, and it's overwhelming her. That's what's happening. She's not strong enough in herself yet to understand what's hers and not hers, and so she picks up on the energies, and she just doesn't like it, so she pushes back, okay? So to handle the challenging people, you've got to understand yourself and the other person. If they always trigger you, it's your responsibility to understand, why are they triggering you? What is happening that triggers you? Does it reflect a belief about yourself? Is it just that they're a jerk and you just don't like it? It can be as simple as that. Understand what it is. So then you have the power to choose a different reaction. So if you can understand yourself and where they're coming from, that's going to help. Remember, lots of times when somebody is a challenge to us, we want them to act differently. That's resisting what is. It's resisting the situation. It's not accepting them for who they are. Doesn't mean we like it or anything like that. It's just the way it is. So we want to, if we understand them, then we're back inside again. We're in our power. We can respond in a different way. We won't be looking for them to change. If they change, great. If they don't, you know it's always going to be this way, and you can deal with it because you understand it. As long as you're thinking, you're aware. Everything comes back to ourselves, how we respond, what we believe to be true, our actions, our responses, our reactions, all of those things. We have the power. Understanding helps us. Then the next thing, which I've mentioned a few times, is preparing yourself. I'm looking to see what people wrote right now. It's this, listening to you. Oh, you're so sweet, Tammy. Hi, Dawn. I hope you're doing well, Dawn. I hope everything is great. I need a pep talk to myself just to walk into Walmart. Yes, you know, Tammy, this is going to sound so strange. I go into Walmart when I need to get more energy. Isn't that the weirdest thing ever? I really think that's so funny and weird and strange. But sometimes I just need some energy and I can pick it up from Walmart. But I did walk into a store last week and I walked in and I turned right back around and walked out. It was too much. It was just too much. I don't know what's going on. So you've got to prepare yourself mentally, emotionally. Tammy is going to have her pep talk before she goes into Walmart. So that she can just get in there. She can also prepare herself physically by going, don't go to Walmart on Saturday. No, never, never go to Walmart on Saturday or the first of the month. And I think it's the middle of the month. Never go then because there'll be a lot more people in there then. So go like Tuesday morning or something like this. So you can prepare yourself. You can figure out what you have to do. And if you do have to go in there on a very crowded day, put up your protective bubble, set your intention, what you're going to get. You're going to go in, get it, and you're getting out of there. And that will help. You've prepared yourself. The other thing, you've got to consciously detach energetically. Consciously detach. Make sure I'm clear on that. Detach energetically. Put that wall up around yourself. It's okay. I met somebody at a workshop once, and it was very interesting because we were all flying in from different places, so we were all in this van from the airport to wherever we were going. And I got in the van and talked to a couple people around me, and then we went to the place, and I started talking to this person a couple days later, and she had been in that van. And she said to me, well, I know how to make myself invisible. And I said, you do? And she goes, yes. And then I started thinking, she was in that van, but it was like she wasn't there. You just kind of noticed her, but you didn't really notice her. She knew how to put that bubble up around herself so well that people didn't notice her. So you can do the same thing too if you want to, if you need to. Just put that bubble up that you're invisible. Just, it could be fun to play with at the very least. Wouldn't it be fun just to play with being invisible? Try it. I think you'll like it. So it's an energetic issue when you go in there and you have to get yourself prepared and detached from all those energies. So you have to detach from the energy since it's an energetic issue. So you've got to look at it that way. Set that space. The other thing is the limiting of your time. You do need to limit your time. You do need to know what works for you and doesn't work for you. Plan ahead. If you're going to go, where was I at? Oh, I was playing a wedding rehearsal with somebody, and there were three of us playing, and so the person who hired us picked us up and took us to where the rehearsal was. Well, the unfortunate part about that was that when the rehearsal was over, we couldn't leave, and the energy was not matching me at all. It just wasn't matching. I was like, I need to get out of here, but we couldn't get out of there. So if you know that's one of your issues, make sure you have an exit plan. If you're going to go to a party and you don't really want to go, you're just going because somebody wants you to, or you've got to make that appearance because, you know, it's your best friend having the party and she really wants you to go or whatever. Plan ahead on your exit. How are you going to get out of there? Do you have an appointment? Do you only have a few minutes? Even if somebody says, oh, I need to talk to you, do you only have a few minutes? Do you have a previous commitment? Can you go a little bit and then go someplace else and be by yourself for a little bit? Whatever it is, plan it. So those are some ideas to handle the challenging people. As an empath, as I said, you will attract them. You will attract them. Mick, I go to watch people. It really helps me to understand people better. You go to Walmart to do that? I've got a new goal on what I'm trying to do. I started a few days ago, is wherever I go, and I don't leave my house a lot because I work from home, so I'm in my house. So when I leave my goodness me. So when I leave my house, I'm making a real point of connecting with other people. saying hello, making some comment about the weather or whatever, and making a connection with people, because I want to see what happens. I want to see how they respond. Now, I was someplace today. Where did I go today? I was at yesterday. Well, I went someplace, and it wasn't any fun. It was like nobody was friendly. And eventually, I just had to go. I just had to get out of there. But it is fun to watch people and connect with them in different ways and see what's going on. Tammy's saying go to Walmart at 2 a.m. on Thursday. That could work. Hi, Matt. Nice to see you. I haven't seen you in ages. I hope you're doing well. Jan, I have left many stores with lists only half done. I know. Isn't that amazing? We, as empaths, we are blessed. We really are, because we have awakened to the awesome parts of the world. We've awakened to our abilities to love other people, to be close to them, to connect with them, to help them on their path, whether they're asking for it or not. Sometimes just being there is enough, and other times we are getting asked, and I'm sure many of you are finding people are coming to you for advice and looking for guidance or reassurance. And it is really a gift that we can do this. And we have to be responsible with this for our own sake. And there is nothing wrong with that. We have to protect our energy. We have to protect who we are. We have to understand ourselves. The more we understand ourselves, the more we can understand other people and help them on their path if that's what we want to do. If we just want to have a meaningful, fulfilling life without helping people as a job or a career, that's fine too, whatever you want. So you have to be connected to yourself. So if you're struggling a little bit with being an empath, just remember some of the traits I talked about and how you can handle those energies, some ideas to handle them. And if you've enjoyed listening to me go on and on about being an empath and some ideas, I will, like I said, talk about it again on July 22nd in greater detail with exercises and things we can practice so that you will have some really good strategies that you can take with you and know how to use them to get back in your energy. Energy is very important. Energy, awareness of ours and other people. This is really what's happening as an empath. It's all about the energies. So take the time to protect your energy, but also use it wisely. Use your energy wisely. Very important. Now, next week, like I told you, we are going to talk about healing energy, how to do healing, some healing exercises we can play with so you can feel the energy. We can talk about different strategies to use. If you have questions, I'm going to call it a healing energy question and answer Q&A thing for next week. I'm putting my Q&As on the second Tuesday of the month. So if you have questions, feel free to ask. I would be happy to share any of my strategies, any of my healing techniques. I've been teaching healing since, oh my goodness, I don't even know when, 2002 or 3, maybe 2001 even. I've been teaching healing for a very, very, very long time. And I have many, 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 many strategies that I show people to help them handle their own energies, to share with others, to do healings with others. And I'm happy to share. So I suppose I could stop talking. How did I do tonight? I thought for sure I was going to try to keep it shorter tonight, but nope, this is just the way it is, apparently. In the public schools, our classes would be about 40 minutes long. So once you get past the niceties and the attendance and all that, here we are. That's what I'm doing, apparently. So I do want to thank you for joining me tonight. If you are not following me yet on my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, I would love for you to follow me there. LilydaleAssembly.org, you can go there, find out everything about Lilydale. Nothing new posted really on there too much right now. The new summer season won't be up until about March, but it's coming. And I've heard some things, so as soon as I hear more, I will let you know more about what's coming. And we also, let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, my website. You go to my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com or PsychicMediumColleen.com. We'll also take you there. So we'll, let's see, maybe LilydaleMediumColleen.com. I did look them up, but now I can't remember. I was going to tell you, but there you have it. So thank you so much for watching. I will hang up because I am going on and on and on as usual. So thank you again. I will see you guys next week, and we'll be talking about energy. You have a great week, and I will see you later. Bye. Good question. Very good question. What is the difference between clairsentient and empath?